You're listening to DraftKings Network.
OG.
Thank you so much for listening to the Cooligans on this segment. We only have one segment in this whole episode. We talk about a lot. We talk about the women's national team and that one keeper who's so amazing. She stopped us from scoring 13 again.
How dare she do
that?
Oh,
come on.
Also, we talk about U.S. Open Cup. We talk about some great, illustrious gifts.
Another unboxing, too.
Two unboxings. And we talk about the most obscure bobbleheads that you will have ever seen.
One makes a lot of sense. The other one's going to leave you a little confused.
But they're still dope as ever. So
we also talk about Gold Cup. We talk about Copa America. We talk about a lot and more on this episode of the Cooligans.
Hey, this is Alexi Lawless. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Let's go. Let's do this. Hello. Hello, everybody. Alexis, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
We're in a good mood.
What about you, Christian?
I'm doing all right. You know,
okay.
I'm a little sore.
All right.
You know, the soccer season started back up again for NYC Footy, where we play. So now I'm just getting back into, you know, match fitness.
Right. Oh, you know, you had a hell of an off season,
bro. You know,
yeah, you pulled a Mkhitaryan.
I'm trying.
Showed up a little. Little thick.
I'm not allowed. Not sure about young.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't go.
No, but yeah, so I'm recovering after all that. So, yes, welcome to the show, everybody.
Hell
hello.
Yeah.
How are you doing, listener?
Yeah, tell us right now. Yell it into your phone.
Speak into your phone.
We can hear you.
So, we are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yeah, it is. And my name is Alexis Guerrero.
We almost just held hands there.
My name is Alexis. Guerreros. What do you mean almost? Let's do it. It's Father's Day. It was a weird day for the both of us this weekend.
Challenging, you know,
yeah,
emotional. You know, some people have the luxury of bragging and boasting on the internet about the great dad that they had in their
life.
Let
me just say this, and I know we both agree. If you grew up with a father, you grew up weak.
Yes, you didn't even have to check with me on that.
No, I know I could just say that and you got my back. Christian's like another hill for us to die on as a podcast.
No, well, happy Father's Day if you are a father.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shouts to all the daddies.
That's right. Not the dads.
No.
The daddies.
Or the zaddies. Yo, you do you, bro.
We see you out there.
Right. Paying rent.
cooking over the grill.
Okay.
So welcome to the show. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians out here at the top of Madison Square Garden.
The top MSG.
Who hosts the funniest soccer podcast that you've ever listened to.
That's right. We are simply a couple feet above.
Four or five even.
Couple feet above the arena where whatever free agent we say we want to sign immediately gets injured for a year.
That's right. It's there's some sort of curse that as soon as the Knicks say they want you.
Oh, you're done.
You're done.
Yeah, bro. Medusa.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know? All right. Yeah. Medusa is the one who looks at
right.
people.
Well, no,
turns
you look
to
at
stone.
Her.
Look at her. You turn to stone. Yeah. So we're.
What I mean is instant.
Yes. Okay.
Immediately. You made the mistake.
I just want to make sure you know your Greek mythology.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was a cartoon. My bad.
Yes, and it's not only the funniest soccer podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, it is, though.
It is that.
But it's also what? The gulliest.
It's also the gulliest.
I mean, we know that, though. If you're listening, you know that.
Yeah, sure, but some people don't. I mean,
5 feet below us, just a couple of Knicks practices going. Wait a minute. We heard that. Yeah, they
are.
Yeah,
I hope the Knicks don't say we want the Cooligans on the team.
My ankle would just shatter.
it'll be the end of this podcast. So, yes. Look, there's been too much going on, right? These last couple, last 2 weeks or whatever. Obviously, the Women's World Cup began. And now, Gold
Cup. U20 World Cup.
U20 World Cup.
Which we don't have to pay attention anymore. U.S. is out.
That's right. Well,
we beat France. What up, son?
Exactly. That was our final.
Yeah.
But the also, yeah, speaking of the U-20 World Cup, Ukraine ended up winning it. I don't know if you know that. Most people don't. Most people don't care about
it. Ukraine won it? Yeah, Ukraine.
Ukraine won it. And so we have Copa America. We have Women's World Cup. We had the U-20 World Cup.
Nations League.
Then Gold Cup is also Cup. Just started. So a lot happening.
Gua just took a big ol' L.
There's a lot to sort of get to. I do want to start the show by
which, by the way, hold on. They have a new theme. It's like Gua.
Okay, gotta get that. Mexico ruined the trombone for them.
Yeah, yeah. What happened to the trombone?
We had a perfectly functional trombone before the game started, and now we need to get it repaired.
Gua.
Unfortunate. That was bad. But we'll talk about all those things. But we do want to start the show by shouting out our sponsor today again, NYC Footy. I just mentioned that, yes, I am sore from playing in a game, but we are back. I did score a goal in the game.
There you go.
Proud of myself. But we did lose by 5.
Hey, forget that fact.
Okay.
How did you do?
I did okay.
Well, you did what, though? You said you scored what?
I scored one goal.
Well, that's what's important is individual
accolades.
Accomplishments. Other people. You're like Messi in Argentina. It ain't about the team anymore. It's about what I can do because I got nothing but bums around.
Exactly. I don't want to get battered by the media. You know how it is.
Too much pressure. You might retire.
Okay. I don't even want to read the Adam Snavely article about me.
More like Adam Snarkly.
But yes, NYC Footy sponsoring the show again. Always thanks for the support. And NYC Footy leagues all across New York City. If you want to go play some rec league soccer with like some fun people and chill people, and it's not, the league is competitive, but not insanely serious.
And also, it's co-ed. It's fun. Bring your
the party.
Homie
how about
out?
The parties?
The parties are crazy.
NYC Footy, I don't know.
The benefit of being invited to them. I don't play, but yo, it's pretty. It's just a bunch of people with abs having a good time.
that's incredibly accurate.
And then there's me complaining about the cookies. Like, these cookies suck.
What do you mean, gluten free? Why?
Yeah. Why? We're all athletes. Right, guys? Somebody got my back.
No, NYC Footy has to throw the best rec league soccer parties that I've ever even heard of.
They're by far the best.
They're super dope, man. They've had like pig roasts. They have
like their own events.
They have grilled.
They have their own event space, basically.
It's super cool.
There's a pet pig.
There's a pet pig.
There's a pot belly pig that you can just touch and hang out
Frank.
With.
His name is Frank.
Frank.
It's a real pig.
Frankie.
So
look related.
Go to nycfooty.com if you are in the New York area and want to play in a rec league. Use the promo code Cooligans. You'll get $20 off if you're a free agent, or you'll get $200 off for the entire team. So make sure you do that. So, all right, a couple other, let's start the show the way we normally do.
Oh, yeah.
Showing love to the people who show love to us.
Yeah, and you know, a segment that has recently been pilfered.
You're very, this is how petty Alexis is.
Wow, petty.
You cannot let
wild anything. Petty.
Yes, go. Please.
Shouts to Extra Time.
Shouts to Extra Time Radio.
For just straight up jacking our segment. And here's how, this is how just egregious it was. They even brought up our name.
They did.
They said, oh, we're stealing this from the Cooligans, but they probably stole it from somebody else. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. First of all, you think we don't listen, bro?
We got ears on the streets.
Right? You think as soon as you say our name, our ears are going, beep, 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 we get Morse code?
No, you know what? Thank you for I appreciate the people of Extra Time talking about us on their show. That means
all hosts we've had on this show
means the world. So
I remember when we were on this show. Oh, no, wait. Still haven't been on the show. But, thanks. Well, at least one of our segments got on there. Little by little. Right? Maybe.
Yes. We're creeping in there.
Maybe they'll wear a Bug Eaters FC jersey and our logo will somehow sneak on. Right?
I appreciate the love. Alexis is, you know. He pays attention to every single word and does not always. He wants to make sure everything is clearly a compliment and nothing else, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, but I did want to mention a review that we got. I had mentioned this briefly on last week's show because this was the person we read a review from Michael Samella, right? This is not his lady.
Oh, not Mike Samella. I know you're
no, saying. This is Patrick. So I'm just putting two.
Who's
two.
His lady?
Patrick is a great dude, a Chicago Fire fan that we've known for since the first time we went there for All-Star.
That's right.
Patrick Stanton, great dude. He also he's part of
Section 8. Yeah, he's been there. He's an OG fan.
Exactly.
And he has like a Puma jersey, like a Puma Chicago Fire jersey.
And he's also, I believe, the manager of the Globe Pub, which is in Chicago. It's the big like soccer bar that a lot of people go to. And we had mentioned his name last week because he was the one who set up two MLS fans.
That's right.
And Michael was the one.
And they
the,
both left the reviews.
And they both, and they're both Gully Squad members.
They're both Gully Squad members.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe one day we'll have a Gully Squad baby.
Ooh.
The first Gully Squad baby.
Or maybe a Gully Squad wedding.
Okay. All right.
Just piggyback off of the Allie Krieger one, which we're definitely going to get invited to.
Maybe do a back-to-back wedding.
Maybe we'll just invite them to Allie Krieger. Like, come on, you guys get up next.
They're trying to save some money, okay?
Both of them are cold sweating right now. Listen to this.
Have the baby and don't get married.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Just go find a baby.
You'll be mad gully to just take a baby.
Yo, whose baby is it? Ours.
His name is Gully.
Yeah. So little gull.
So this is from Patrick, and he goes, joy in a time of sorrow. That's the subject, which is okay. 5 stars. All right.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'd like to thank the Cooligans for helping me through an incredible, troubling time in my life. When negativity is filling your head, put on the Gulliest podcast in your ears and let the comedic vibes flush all that garbage out. Stay gully, Patrick. Fire till I die.
Hey, shouts to you, Patrick.
Shouts to you, Patrick, man. Thank you for the review. And I'm glad we could be of some help in any way.
If there's ever a moment where you need funny and you come to us, that's an absolute honor.
Hey,
I want to read one from Cheese Conies Are My Culture.
Okay. So
this is shots. Shots are getting thrown.
The video of our Roosevelt interview is on YouTube right now.
Inspired some deep-seated hatred towards me. There are some comments coming my way. Some are in group chat of people who I didn't even know listened or followed our content.
Yeah.
How dare you? So here's what apparently I'm not familiar with because I'm not a huge hot dog guy, right?
Okay.
Skyline Chili is not just the pasta with that garbage. It's also apparently they make garbage cheese conies. I didn't know this.
Okay.
So here we go. If you don't know what a coney is, it's a Coney Island hot dog. It's a chili dog, chili and cheese dog.
Yeah.
They also do it at Skyline, which is cool. So, like, you know, if you guys are constipated, great place to go.
Shouts to you, Cincinnati. We love you guys.
Keeping us regular since prunes went out of fashion. All right, here we go. So, this guy's his cheese conies are my culture. That's his name or her name.
Yeah.
So this person,
I would not be surprised if this is Rose Lavelle.
Yeah, it might be. But this person, I think, either signed up just to leave this review or just straight up, I really offended the wrong person. Like, this person was well prepared. The title is, I promise this is a soccer podcast. 5 stars. Which, by the way, before there's a review where the title is 4 stars, but they did leave us 5 stars.
Yeah.
But I'll read this. I promise this is a soccer podcast. I'm from Cincinnati, and one of the hosts absolutely trashed Skyline Chili. Now, under normal circumstances, I would have gone into a fit of rage and immediately deleted a podcast for being so culturally insensitive. But I still gave it 5 stars because it is that gully. Thank you very much, sir or ma'am. You are correct. Forget those other wannabe soccer podcasts. Just delete them right now and download the only soccer podcast that matters. For real, though, that was mad disrespectful, Alexis. No shouts to you.
He takes back the shouts.
Yeah, yeah. I removed said shouts. I gave, and then I removed.
So thank you so much, Cheese Conies Are My Culture. Just know that, I haven't tried it. I'm an ally. I'm open-minded. Alexis.
Well, a friend of ours, Joe Rosenthal, right? He reached out via text in all caps and said, how dare you? He's not from Cincinnati. He said, I don't care about the pasta with the chili. Those cheese conies are the truth.
So this is interesting because we hung out with Joe and he made us food.
This is the secret pizza.
This is the secret pizza
in Minnesota.
And he
made us an incredible burger.
And the food
as well.
Was so good that I respect his opinion about these cheese conies. Now I am very curious about it because when I first just heard your opinion, I'm like, okay, well, Alexis is usually right about stuff. I never really hear a counter argument for the food, any food debate or whatever, because I'm not going to provide it.
I usually win an argument when it comes to food.
Yes, but okay. So now, okay, I'm a little intrigued.
I will say this. I've never had the cheese coney there.
Okay.
So looks like we got to make a trip to Cincy.
Okay. While we were there, we weren't there long enough to really travel or really do anything. We went to like one restaurant.
Because like we had to eat somewhere
before the show.
It was right by the hotel.
But the next time we go, we'll make sure we do that.
Done. Okay. And I will report my findings. Maybe we'll invite Rose and Wilma Jean Wrinkles.
Okay. And just drink out of the World Cup trophy.
Yeah.
But, it's not actually a cup because you can't drink out of it.
We'll like create a divot in the ball. We'll bang it in with a little hammer.
Okay. Yeah. She'll appreciate
it. I know a guy who'll fix it. So don't worry about it.
So how
did the World Cup trophy break? Funny story.
All right. Let's start here. Well, speaking of Cincinnati, we actually did get to see a former or current Cincinnati player that is loaned to North Carolina FC.
Who was a part of the World Cup comedy tour.
That's right.
Nazmi.
I will butcher his last name.
Yeah, there's a last name. We're going to go with Naz.
It's Naz. And he played against NYCFC, so we got to see him.
Yeah, we didn't get to say hello. He left the field.
Yeah, obviously that was a rough game for North Carolina.
Yeah, he plays for another person who was on our podcast was there, Dave Sarakin.
That's right. Dave Sarakin, the coach of North Carolina FC. But the cool thing about going, we had never gone to a U.S. Open Cup game
that
before.
That was our first U.S. Open Cup match ever.
They won. NYCFC did win.
And that was the first time NYCFC won a U.S. Open Cup match. So I think coincidence, I think not.
Nope. All right. It all lines up.
Okay. And at no point did I go to the bathroom. This was just good old kismet.
Okay. He soiled himself.
Yeah. Oh, I went. I just didn't go to the bathroom.
Don't get it twisted. Yeah. All right? We're not going to change things up. We know the good luck charm.
Oh, your boy stay pooping himself. If I did it in Dallas, I could do it in New York.
No diaper.
Yeah.
Why?
I'll buy new jeans.
But we did get to see him there. And that was a cool thing. Shout out to NYCFC. That was they let us take over their Instagram.
I did not expect that.
That was really wild and really
when
really
they suggested
fun.
It, I was like, "Are y'all sure?
Have you seen what Alexis says on this podcast?
Why is it just me?"
Okay, you hear how he slanders cheese conies?
I take everybody out.
No, but it was a very surreal experience.
It was so wild
to have that kind of the platform to some degree look again, we say this all the time, we're two comedians in New York, we started doing stand-up a long time ago, and the fact that we get not only the opportunity to just like either just be silly, tell some jokes and use whatever skills we've acquired in this last decade.
If you
decade.
Could even call it that.
Whatever it is. Yeah. And to have that kind of, trust and stuff like that was
insane.
It meant a lot. So it was like super, super cool.
It was so dope. It was so fun. And it's, we kind of looked at each other before we started. We gazed into each other's eyes and we're like, not now. There's people
yeah,
there.
We held hands.
we embraced. No, we kind of like looked at each other I just looked at you and I was like, we're taking over a professional soccer team's Instagram account. And you were like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, again, we're Two silly comedians.
Next up, Manchester City. What are you doing?
Ariel, give us the password.
Yo, just text it to us. Yeah. I promise we won't share it with everybody we know.
We won't screen cap that. We won't yell it. Come on.
Yo, why not? I mean, look.
Let us take over. I mean, just the fact that we, you know, again, two silly comedians in a kitchen holding microphones, and 3 years later, we're taking over the Instagram of a professional soccer team. That's a big deal to us.
Yeah,
it really is.
Pretty surreal. So,
and we want to do it for all the teams.
Sure. Well, let's do it.
Come on now.
Why not? Okay. I can imagine all the different types of,
Hire us, yo.
Different types of, like, ways to slander the food of that particular city.
Oh, I've got so much. I have so many bullets loaded in that gun.
RSL, what food you like? Because Alexis will trash it.
Salt Lake City? Hold on. I lick my finger and just start scrolling through the Rolodex.
I'm curious. What is the Utah food? You know, the thing that people will mention.
I know they have these drive-through mixed sodas.
Okay.
Like they mix like different flavor sodas because it's not a big alcohol drinking city because the amount of Mormons there.
Yeah.
So a lot of sugar getting drank there. And they drink like these, like they go, it's almost, it's like cocktail. They're like mocktails.
Okay.
But all they're all like mixed drinks, but all like pop, soda pop.
You know what? I'm fascinated that you even know about what's going on in Utah from the things that are edible.
There's also something called a Provo Soak, which I cannot explain on this podcast.
A Provo Soak?
Yeah, I can't. Anyone listening in Salt Lake City right now is dying of laughter.
Okay.
Because it's pretty dirty.
Okay.
And I'll explain it off air.
All right. It's some Mormon sin. That's
what
it sounds
like. It really is. It absolutely is.
Okay. All right. It was a fair guess. Speaking of other teams doing spitting some hot fire on social media, Philadelphia Union, we got to show some love.
Can I tell you something? I think I've waited my entire life to hang out with Feng.
Okay. Because Feng, he just hatched like a year and a half ago. Yeah,
yo, already living an illustrious life.
Okay. You're having a lot of fun, you know, at a very young age.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? None of this. Wow. I mean, I don't know. What is, you know, like dog years is 7 years in a human year?
Yeah.
What is the age?
For a snake?
Yeah, for a snake with arms and abs.
For a soccer loving snake?
Yeah, with abs and arms and pecs. I don't even know why you have those muscles.
But if you haven't seen, go to Philadelphia Union's Instagram or their Twitter because Fang, the team mascot, went to a concert and was on stage with the Wu-Tang Clan.
I'm sorry, did you say the Wu-Fang Clan?
No, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Damn,
he
legitimately was dancing with like Method Man.
Exactly. It's crazy.
Who gets this type of treatment? Only Fang.
The RZA, GZA.
Old Dirty Fang.
Old Dirty Fang. somebody on Twitter, I don't know, I don't remember. I would love to give you credit. I don't remember. Somebody put Old Doopy Fang.
Old Doopy Fang.
I love it.
ODP.
So just a cool thing. There's a video of Fang, on stage jumping around, dancing. He's the hype snake.
Yeah.
All right. We all need one.
You got a hype man that got a hype snake.
So
you know who wasn't there? Gritty. Gritty gets a lot of, a lot of buzz. Who's got more buzz? He gets a lot of hiss. Fang gets a lot of hiss.
Quite the hiss. No, this is just.
Streets is hissing.
You know, we did this. We talked about it a couple months ago about how teams should really make a stronger effort to connect with the hip hop community. And so soccer and American.
It took a snake. And it was Philly, remember? Because it was Lil Uzi Vert.
We were talking about it. So I don't know. I don't know exactly how much influence per se that we had on this.
I like to think all of it.
But I do like to think that we at least guilt teams into.
If anything, it's my social power.
trying new things, you know,
yeah.
and doing
Come
something
on,
like this.
Get out there.
Okay.
Try new things. He's not coming back.
Okay. So really just a cool thing to see. And we always just talk about, look, we love hip hop and we love so many other things in pop culture. And there's no reason why MLS teams, no reason why people in these marketing departments and these social media departments are not reaching out. Trying to connect with people and hip-hop musicians, whatever.
Get them involved in anything that's happened in that community.
Get Wu-Tang at a game, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Come on, bring you God out to a game.
Give him, do like the...
What's Inspector Deck doing? Probably nothing.
Do like you God doing the drop ball, the first ball.
That'd be dope.
Just something.
Let him kick a penalty.
Have some fun.
What's Ghostface? Raekwon, let him... Hey, he's the chef. Let him cook something in the kitchen. I mean, I would monitor it, you know?
Okay.
Let's just say he wasn't cooking cheese sticks. He didn't get the name from that. You know what I mean?
Okay, is this oregano? Nah, B.
Nah, B. Why, you got a lot of salt. Don't touch that.
It's worth more than your house.
Yeah. Don't you touch that Pyrex dish.
So, all right. So that was cool. All right, should we do... Let's talk about...
We got some unboxing, baby.
We got some,
which, by the way, Pablo Maurer, shouts to Pablo.
Yeah,
he did his own unboxing, and someone just, because he opened an envelope, someone went, that's an envelope instead of a box. Shouts to Pablo.
So,
how you appropriately steal a segment of ours.
Exactly. You know?
Tag us in it.
Give credit where credit is due. So, we have two packages.
Here, I'll do this one. You want to do the other one?
Okay, yeah.
Do we want to say who this is from?
I don't know who it's from.
It just says it's from Ohio. It says the flag waving fireman.
Okay, let's see what it is.
Grab the bag.
Okay. Okay, these are scarves.
Oh, this is dope.
Oh, it's a pride scarf.
Oh, it's the pride scarf. United by club. What does it say?
United
by love.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, this is in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's right.
It's a Cincinnati. Oh, I was just so sorry.
Apologies.
Look at this. It's got the Pride Lion, right? And they call themselves the Pride because that's what a group of lions
correct. Are called. Oh, this is amazing.
This is beautiful. Shouts to you, Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
Hold that up. Let's show the camera. There you go, Cincy FC. Check this out on YouTube. Or we'll probably put the clip up on social media as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's put this down. This belongs.
Flag waving front. I don't remember exactly who this came from.
This probably came from one of those German sounding Der Ingolstadt or whatever. Der Eintracht Frankfurt. What is the name of their other groups? Pull that over so it doesn't slide down.
Sure. I gotta look up the name. I don't remember who we're getting so many illustrious gifts.
We got too many gifts. Not enough gifts. Sorry.
There's no note or anything inside, right?
I did not see it.
Oh, okay. So all right. Well, I don't remember who sent it, but thank you again for sending. That we have another.
But shouts if you're listening and you can't see it, it's got the Pride Lion on it, and it's got all the colors of the rainbow flag. Okay. And hell yeah, dude, we're the Cooligans. We're here for everybody.
All right.
But there's I want to make an announcement. We're here for everybody as long as you're also there for everybody.
Correct.
Right. Like I get it. Like you're here for everybody, even people who hate people. Nah, son.
That's right. We live and die by the statement gully for all. Right. Yeah. That's right.
It's gully for all. As long as you're also gully for all.
Correct.
There's no loopholes, okay? If anything, I made this, okay? I know how loopholes work. I made my career on loopholes.
Okay. So all right. So this is okay, I already know what this is. This is a bag and it says FOCO FOCO.
It says FOCO?
FOCO. All right.
Well, so get that FOCO out.
So this is a second. So this is a bobblehead company. Here we go. Okay. Oh, look at this. We have a MLS player bobblehead, and this is
who is it?
Carlitos Vela.
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh, the hair is crispy on this, too.
Look at this. Get it out?
A little styrofoam here. I'm taking it out.
Oh, there's a second one here.
All right, so you pull that one out. I mean, here we are having people just listen to a podcast where we open gifts.
So this is a bobblehead from FOCO. So thank you for this. So I think I know what this one is, too. Oh.
You just ripped that apart. Can I get that blade real quick?
Okay. Oh, sure. Here you go.
All right. There's styrofoam going everywhere, by the way.
Oh, wait. This is hilarious.
Who is that?
We have a bobblehead of an Atlanta United player. And guess who? It's Florentine Pogba.
Is it really?
Yo, this is a wild, obscure bobblehead.
That is a very defined market for that. Specifically two people, Florentine and Paul. Look at this. Beautiful. Look at this. Look at the stand. It says Los Angeles Football Club, LAFC.
Yeah.
Number 10. And let's see this bad boy. Oh, okay. This is hilarious. Dude, they do a good job. These actually look like the players.
These look amazing.
We have to take the little screw out of the bottom in order to put them in.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Okay.
So now people are just listening to us unscrew.
So yes, we'll try to do this very quickly. All right.
But look at this. This is awesome.
This is really dope. Yeah. You know what? You don't really see many like these MLS bobbleheads like that. Like,
no, this one's called Legends of the Pitch. What's yours say on the bottom? Because it's Florentine Pogba. No offense, Florentine.
He's an Atlanta United legend.
Yeah, yeah. You remember him from all those 4 minutes he played? It actually looks like, I think they just had the Paul Pogba one already. And they're like, I don't know, take some of the color out of the hair.
They're brothers. They have the same face. Really, really cool. So just a quick announcement. We're going to be doing a giveaway of these bobbleheads with Foco. So so stay tuned for that on our social media. So really, really dope. So it's I believe their website is, I think it's like FocoUSA.com.
I think it says it on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. So this is...
I actually can't screw this in, but this is really cool.
Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out later. This, at least as long as it stays up.
There you go.
Okay, so it's FOCO, everybody. So make sure you look it up. They have MLS bobbleheads that has a women's national team. It's just foco.com, FOCO.com. And they have it for a bunch of other sports and stuff.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Apparently they do every single player in MLS if they have Florentine Pogba.
Yo, this is. Did they have extras on these? They can't move these?
Guys, line up for that hairy ship drop.
I'm sure there's plenty of hairy ship fans. I don't know how many there are that merit making a bobblehead.
Just the form. This is because of Paul Pogba. Like, just to create a form. I mean, how popular are the Pogbas?
Maybe they must just assume they must have just had like Paul's head and then and then put him on in a Atlanta United jersey
for
and
sure.
Then, keep it moving.
And you know, Vela, they were like, I don't know, just get a Latin looking dude. Actually, no, this legit looks like look at that.
No,
legit
they look really really accurate. They're not like wacky faces.
No, and let me tell you something. It's a high quality bobblehead. The spring in there is nice. It's not one of those where the head lays all weird, like that dog that's in people's cars from back in the day. Remember that thing?
Yes.
It's not like that at all. This is so dope.
Really
cool.
Thank
you so much, Foco. We're going to give these away, right?
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing a giveaway of some bobbleheads on social media. So follow us.
And the design of the Atlanta United one is dope. It's the stadium on the floor.
It's really dope.
They did an incredible job with these.
They like legit care about how they came
They're
out.
They're huge Florentine Pogba fans.
So okay, so let's start with a bunch of let's talk women's national team.
Let's do it.
The U.S. played. You can put that down. The U.S. played against Chile, so they won 3-0.
R.I.P. Chile.
We got to start from Ally Krieger.
Finally getting her chance. And she looked amazing.
She did.
She also played really well. Girl, I mean, you whatever it is you're doing with that skin. No, I'm serious. She looked amazing out there. She was killing it. And there was that one stop she did where she just took the girl out, got up, ran the other way, and everyone was like, ooh, like it was going to be a foul. And, like, they showed the replay. Nah, all ball.
Also, they were chanting her name.
That's right.
Really cool.
Warmed our hearts.
We started it all the way from out here.
Yeah, you know? I can't believe they heard us. That's so cool.
So, but in general, three goals, two from Carly Lloyd, and who? Julie Ertz.
Julie Ertz. That, what a monster header.
Which was just incredible.
What is that forehead made out of? It beat the keeper's hands.
Yeah. It was a great redirect. And overall, I mean, a lot of these games, you know, they're tough to analyze because the U.S. is just a lot better. But I felt like Chile, at least, they were, especially not giving up a goal in the second half, really says a lot about them, because I think Thailand, they gave up, four goals in the first half? And then the rest, you know.
Nine in the second half.
They went nuts in the second half. But Chile really, they didn't have any real threat of scoring. There was that one offside on the set piece that
where they chipped the keeper.
Yeah, well, nobody touched the ball, and it basically just and it went in, but it was offside. That was really the only attacking chance
was the closest they got to a goal.
And you sort of look at what players that they played. The lineup was seven different changes.
This was basically a B squad. basically.
But and that's not an insult to the B squad.
No, because I think the B squad could win the World Cup.
Yeah, somebody was suggesting that they would pay. It might have been like Grant Wall or somebody like that. They were suggesting that they would pay money to see the A squad play against the B squad.
So would I.
Yeah, that would be an entertaining game.
I mean, that's a scrimmage at practice, at training.
That would be like an NWSL All-Star game or something like that. Like
huge.
East-West or something like that. That would
also
be-
shouts to Chile's keeper, Endler.
Yeah, Christian Endler.
Christian. I didn't know how to pronounce her name. Her first name is Claudia.
Okay.
But she goes by her middle name. So I made the mistake on Twitter. I said, shouts to Claudia Endler and Led. And I got tons of people going, Christian, Christian, Christian. Okay, I fixed it. Sorry. I looked her up real quick because I never heard of her. But she plays for PSG. She's PSG's keeper.
Yeah, and she's incredible.
She is standing on her head incredible.
Yeah.
Literally, I think if there was no other player on the team besides her, it still would have been 3-0.
Yeah, she definitely looks, she has the frame of, to me, like a male keeper, like a, you know, like a skinny male keeper. You know,
yeah, like that's, she has like
a Jesse Gonzalez.
I was going to say like a Hugo Lloris.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has that frame. She's also, I mean, so sharp. You know, just some of these shots that were coming at her, I'm like, there's no one's going to stop these. There's that confidence from the last game and a half, you know, where as soon as the ball leaves the foot of a striker on the U.S. team, you're like, done.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, she's blocking all of them.
Yeah,
that kick save was out of nowhere.
The good thing about Chile in that second half was that, and the difference between, I know the difference between Thailand and Chile is stark, but there, you saw the confidence in Thailand be completely shot after a couple of those goals went in, right?
Yeah, like, for sure.
They were like, get
this over
you
with.
You don't have the energy to really defend the way you want to.
Because you're like, we're not doing well. We're certainly not going to come back from 5-0. So just let them have their way.
Yeah, but...
Shouts to them, though. They did score in their game against Sweden.
Against Sweden, which was really, really cool.
5-1. So what's their goal differential? 20.
No,
yes. 16.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
So
17, I think.
I believe 16 or 17. So the main...
It's bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
We don't need to be mathematicians to figure it out.
My calculator says BAD.
So it also says boobs for some reason.
Yeah. I'm holding it upside down and I'm laughing.
I'm also 9 years old. Oh, you never met a 9-year-old mathematician?
I got one of those with the receipts and it just prints out boobs.
So, I want to talk about Thailand in a moment, but I was impressed by the fact that Chile was not, they were not shook by the U.S. in that second
half. They came to play for sure.
Yeah, and Endler was a big part of that. And it was cool. Even I saw the on Telemundo, Univision, wherever it's they're airing the games, and they interviewed her. And she was just talking about how she was just, tried her best and all that stuff. And then they asked her, what did Carly Lloyd say to you after the game? And she was like, good performance. And I was just like, oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, okay, group hug, everybody. Group hug.
We love you even more, Christian Endler. Yeah. She was great. So,
is also kind of like a Carly thing to do. Like when we met her, the intensity that comes off this person,
yes,
is next level. I've never seen it. I've never felt it.
Yeah.
It's like a war general.
Yes.
She has. So, like, good performance from Carly Lloyd is...
That means a lot.
That's like your mom baking you a pie. You know what I mean?
Because you, when we were at Media Day, I don't think we talked about that, but you shook her hand.
No, I gave her a high five.
You gave her a high five.
I was like, yo, Jersey.
You gave... Okay, so I don't know if you... She was walking past us.
Yeah.
And I was behind you after you gave her the high five. And I saw her face. I don't think you saw her face.
I turned around.
So
she was got a little like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, who are you? Why are you touching Carly Lloyd's hand?
Yeah, yeah. She said it in the third person.
I'm Carly Lloyd. Yeah.
She said it with her eyes. She used the third person with her eyes.
She's like, I guess I have to be nice. It is media day. But she was like intense about
because she just walked past me. I was like, yo, Carly, yo, Jersey. I said, yo, Jersey, shouts to you.
Yeah.
And I high-fived her. And she did like, all right. If that's what you're going to do when you meet me? I was like, all right. That was your one shot, dude. You know, you could have said something cool.
Very much, yeah. So after you meet Carly Lloyd, you leave a little shaken. You know, you're like, okay, that was an experience. That wasn't just an introduction.
You know what she said? She said, don't ever Foco touch my hand again. Shouts to these bobbleheads.
No, but yeah, she was incredible in the game, obviously.
She's absolutely insane.
I do want to talk about Thailand, right? Because they did score against Sweden, and the
fans reacted as if they won the World Cup, which is only fair.
Yes, I mean, Thailand reacted. I reacted the same way Thailand did when I scored my goal this weekend.
Right, and you won the game, right?
No. We lost by the same scoreline.
Okay, 5-1. There you go. So it's only fair, even across the board.
You know, I won the day. Yeah. But we definitely lost the game.
You celebrated with the other team. Good job, guys. Great job.
The Thailand, they did score against Sweden.
Yeah.
And the reason I want to talk about it was because there was so much joy and tears.
The fans, everybody.
But there's a big story about Thailand is not funded by their federation. They are funded by a benefactor who is a woman, and I'll get her name in a second. She runs the biggest insurance company in Thailand, and she was the person that gave the coach a hug. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, she was there.
Tears, and
she's not the one wearing the white. The coach is the woman wearing the white.
No. The woman wearing the white is the benefactor.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, yo, this lady looks like she got money.
So this is a thread from Andrew Das from New York Times.
Shouts to Andrew Das.
Her name is Nualfan Lamsam, right? And she is, she's the general manager and the benefactor. So she funds the entire team. So the federation, the Thailand Federation, is not supporting the women's soccer.
This is pretty much at all, right?
So she, not only does she support the team financially, but she also employs all the players so that they don't have to find other jobs while they can still train and focus on the game. So
that's incredible.
This woman is unbelievable. I mean, just like she and this goal, you can see how much the goal meant, right? So we were talking about them getting scored 13, right?
Yeah.
Getting scored 13 goals. And yes, it is, you do feel bad, right? There's a difference between feeling bad for Thailand for having all those goals scored on them and scolding the U.S. women's national team for scoring the goals.
Hell no. Every time they celebrated, that was a F you pay me to U.S. soccer.
Exactly.
Shouts to U.S. Shouts to Daily Show for doing a really great piece on it.
That's right.
That's the kind of stuff that's going to get the you know, the plight of the women playing this game anywhere.
And I think
more eyes on it.
I was writing about this on Twitter as well. And I do think that
I've never heard someone say writing on Twitter.
I was writing. I mean, there are words and you have to write them, right?
But it doesn't feel like you're really writing.
Read my new book on twitter.com.
Have you read my Twitter? It's a page turner.
So I tweeted a couple things about that. And I do think that the overarching narrative that is not really discussed is this lawsuit that the women's national team has with the federation, and that is going to exist and that is present in the games themselves, mm-hmm. right? The women want to make a point like, yo, we're good. We're better that, you know, we deserve more money. We deserve to be paid equally.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a scene. We're going to show you how much better we are.
They're answering all the critics on the field. Even all the people who said, like, they were celebrating too much. The rest of the players shouldn't go celebrate with them. Shouts to Aaron West, who has that great show on Twitter, if you're watching, on Fox.
On Fox, yeah.
On Fox's Twitter. He's talking to all the Women's World Cup players, which is great. But he suggested, well, then the players should line up along the sidelines since they're not allowed on the field during celebrations, and the players should come over and shake their hands. And they actually did it.
And they did do that.
So, like, whatever you say, they're reading it, they're watching it, and they're going to do something.
It's, you know what? And I'll add this, right? They are very aware of what people are saying, and
yeah, they got Twitter.
They got Twitter. Okay, they read my Twitter.
Yeah,
but no, like I had made the cover photo for last week's episode with Alex Morgan and
13 going on 30
goals. Who liked it? Allie Krieger gave it a like.
Krieger.
So they're seeing. You know, they're seeing what people are saying.
There's Wi-Fi in Paris.
You wouldn't think, right? Because we know it's a third world country.
Yeah, I know, right? Paris, they got nothing. City of light. They got one light, you know?
So, no, I mean, they see exactly what's going on. But they're there not just to win the World Cup. They're there to make a point and to leave a lasting impression to U.S. soccer, to American soccer fans, and to make a point in that there's nothing. If they succeed and at this very high level and win the World Cup and make people a whole boatload of money, they can go in that lawsuit. Feels a little different.
Yes, it does. And it changes things for the next round of women that are coming up in the
Correct.
Game. Yeah. Like Rose Lavelle's generation. You know what I mean? And the people even after her. This is all, there's so many things going on here. If you're not watching Women's World Cup and you're not paying attention to it, you're missing out on a lot.
Exactly. And then we get to hear.
And shouts to Chris Gethard, by the way, who hit me up. And he was like, yo, is there a website where I could follow more about the World Cup? And I hit him off with like a foot.
SoccerCooligans.com.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, listen to the podcast, bro. He's like, already do. Listen to it right now. What's the name of it again? No, I told him about FotMob.
Yeah.
FotMob, which, you know, is a great app. And I was like, check out ESPN's website. Check out this website. And he was like, dude, these women seem so badass. And I think he told me he saw the comedy Central, the Daily Show.
Segment. Oh, yeah.
He's like, dude, these women are so badass. The more I read about it, the more I want to watch. This is it.
Yeah, because I was thinking about this. This Women's World Cup has made me more introspective than I think I've ever been in my life, especially with
the good comedian for 10 years. This is what it took.
Yeah. Not what more.
All of a sudden, I'm vulnerable.
Well, at least more introspective about soccer and the effect of the game, right? Because we always talk about the people who listen to the show and the people we meet when we travel and like the sense of community and all this other stuff. And then there, we've heard so many stories of like. Little girls watching the Women's World Cup, right?
Yeah.
And how it is genuinely different and how they feel seeing people like them succeed at a high level, right?
It's so huge.
It's incredibly meaningful. But I sort of try to acknowledge like the experience I've just watching the women's national team or just watching women's soccer in general, where there's a certain sense of joy that it brings, right? Because we can show what happens in a lot of Women's World Cup games is that even if the result doesn't go a team's way, we can still be like, that woman was amazing what she did. An Endler, she lost the game. She did give up three, right?
Well, just think about there's a young Thai girl who's wants to play soccer, saw the team get battered 13-0 and was thinking like, damn, maybe not. The next game they score a goal.
Yeah.
Changes their entire outlook.
So, but the difference is between women's soccer and men's soccer, where there is this certain sense of inspiration that women's soccer even provides me, where I'm like, this is incredible that to see this kind of growth and see these figures that are not just good athletes, they are
ambassadors of the game or some cultural thing.
Exactly. Or activists or whatever.
Yeah. And Rapinoe, like straight up, I'm not singing the national anthem.
but when I see, that was a very dumb article, by the way, about the national anthem. It was just a stupid headline. Anyway, but when I watch men's soccer, when I watch the U.S. men's national team, why it's anger. I'm mad at these dudes. Right?
Yeah, there's a little less inspiration and a little more finger wagging. There's a lot of finger wagging at the screen.
So it's just like the how I feel between a U.S. women's national team game and a U.S. men's national team game is so different. And that's to say, I think there is a little bit of less. People talk about women's soccer with this a less harshness.
Yeah.
Which I think is reasonable given that you have teams like Thailand that clearly are not as funded. Like, it'd be weird if people in Thailand were like, what the hell's wrong with these women? Get them off the team.
Come on. Let's find some other women we don't pay.
Yeah. You know, so that would be odd given the scenario. But I think, and this is why I appreciate why the women's national team, what they're doing, and even if they're winning 13-0, even if they're celebrating every single goal,
good for them.
They are forcing you to acknowledge how unfair the playing field is.
Yeah,
so
literally.
Even if they have to be like, all right, we're going to drop 20 on this team, somebody's going to be like, you know what? I don't want to lose by 20 next time we play you. Let me do something about it.
Also, think about it. If you're like working for some regional news team or something, you know, like some affiliate of an ABC, and this is the only time you've ever brought up women's soccer is because they drowned a team 13-0. They did that on purpose. They're like, all right, now you got to talk about it.
Exactly.
Go ahead, top 10 on SportsCenter. I dare you not to put one of these 13 goals. The top should have been the top 13. It should have just only been those goals.
It's good. Yeah, they have to make it top 13 instead of top 10.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's almost like they're daring you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Try not to pay attention to what we're doing.
And that's why I respect, even though, yes, it's rude or whatever. It's like, it's not.
We said it. We were like, yo, it's a bit much. It felt a bit much at the time.
Look, I think that, like I said before, I think there's a difference between feeling bad for Thailand and getting mad at the U.S. women's
getting
nationals.
Getting mad at the U.S. is that's, so dumb.
I understand. You feel bad. Yeah. You know, feel bad for me. Our Cooligans FC lost 5-1.
Right.
All right. Where's my sympathy?
Right. If it wasn't for Christian, it would have been 5-0.
So the
You know, we got a lot of tweets about how funny it was. You know, we said it was a snuff film. And this is their 9/11.
Exactly. We have to have some fun with it, right?
Yeah, we're gonna have fun with it.
There's no way it's not funny.
Yeah. No. But no point did we. What is it? Chide. Is that what they call it? Like, were you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, we didn't chide the U.S. women's national league. Who cares?
Yeah. Have fun.
I'm not going to lie. Celebrating the 13th one seemed like a bit much, but you do you.
But and
we got your back.
And it's not out of that frustration with the U.S. You just feel, as a human being, of course you're going to feel bad at somebody losing so badly.
Hell yeah. Like, imagine you're like, I don't know, the valedictorian, you know, and, you know, the homecoming queen or something, and, you know, whatever. And then you win, you know, the math competition. You're just like,
all right, you don't need to have all the things.
I mean, you know, look, the nerds have something, you know. You know.
So it's whatever. For whatever reason, it seems more meaningful, and it adds to, you know. I don't want to just harp on the 13 goals, but I do think that what they're playing for is not just the World Cup. That's really, like, I think that is something that shouldn't be lost on everybody.
No, there's so many things attached to this World Cup. There's
they
so
know,
many strings
they
attached
They know
to it.
That the people are only paying attention to women's soccer for this month, so they have to go all out.
They go, and they're doing it.
Yeah.
And shouts to them for doing it.
So.
And I can't wait to see who else they beat by how much.
Well, the next game is on Thursday against Sweden, and which will be their first real
there's a big competition. No offense to Chile, but Chile was very good.
Yeah,
but Sweden is no joke. They came to play.
Well, no other team that they faced so far was a real threat of scoring. Yeah. Now Sweden
and that woman in the front, Zlatana Ibrahimovic. I mean, she just looks so. Imagine he just shaves the goal. Yo, Zlatana?
Zlatana, okay. We did it. You're a little thicker than the other girls.
Damn.
<huh?
laughs> Damn, your quads. I mean, your abs are pretty great.
Not questioning anything. You do got a ponytail.
Yeah. You do what you do. You do what you want. I'm just saying, that was a hell of a bicycle kick from halfway.
Impressive. So, yes, that is going to be their first, like, real, real challenge. Alexi Lalas did mention he called it glorified training sessions, the first two, which are what? I mean, when you talk about disrespect, that is wild disrespectful.
Also, when you talk about disrespect, the name that should come to your brain is Alexi Lalas.
Okay, so it's in the dictionary. His picture's right next
he
to it.
He said that Christian Endler is the best goalkeeper in the world.
Yeah, sure. This is, and that's.
And I gotta admit, when I read it, I was like, yo, them facts.
Yeah, it's an interesting statement because, look, if the number one team in the world, you would assume that the goalkeeper is Alyssa Nair is the best goalkeeper, but she doesn't have to take any, against many shots or any shots in some games.
Yeah.
So you're not even really tested. So she's definitely not the goalkeeper of, like, the tournament, because she barely has to go into work. They could play without a goalkeeper and have a pretty good chance. You know what I mean? Just Allie Krieger will be clearing off the line.
Allie Krieger's like, I got you. Dude, am I hearing a cricket?
A cricket? I thought it was my chair, but no, it sounded like a cricket.
There's a cricket in this damn studio. How is there a cricket above Madison Square Garden? What kind of third-rate operation do we have here?
Okay. Wow. I think there's a cricket in here. How'd it get in here?
What a weird... I don't know how there's a cricket.
Tim,
Yo, when how's there cricket in New York City? He came on the train from Jersey. What a weird. Sorry to just stop the whole thing. I thought it was going crazy.
Yeah.
You heard
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I did hear
it. All right, good. All right. I don't know if you can hear this on the show.
There's no way you can hear it on the show. I mean, look, we
think we're going crazy.
We didn't have a guest scheduled, but I think we do now.
Yeah.
So.
Cricket's wearing a Thailand jersey, got a knife in his hand. Oh, no.
You flew all the way here? I didn't know you could fly. So, okay, so let's, a couple other things to discuss. We were talking about the U.S. Open Cup between North Carolina and NYCFC.
But I can't do it.
Wait, it's hard to not be distracted by it.
By cricket.
But the... It's so funny.
There's a cricket in here.
There's literally a cricket in here.
I'm so sorry to the listeners.
As comedians, this is the worst animal to
have
in here.
We're getting heckled. We can't even heckle back. Back to you. I don't know what to say. We need Cardi B in here. Make some noises to get it to go away.
We have to talk about the only U.S. Open Cup game I really did want to discuss is the game between Portland and Seattle.
What? I mean, it's cool to have like a famous like rivalry.
Yeah,
he played in the U.S. Open Cup. There's like, because it's also like, there's like a sense of weird independence in the U.S. Open Cup.
Sure.
So like the fans are a little bit rowdier. There's a steamboat.
MLS has nothing to do with us right now.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want. There's like a weird steamboat. Half the field is a boat.
Yeah, they're playing. I don't remember this the stadium that they're
at. It's Tacoma.
They moved to Tacoma, if I'm not mistaken. Seattle Sounders 2.
Yeah,
and that was the stadium.
They're called like something else too. They're not called Seattle Sounders 2 anymore.
Oh, that's right.
They're like called like Tacoma, like Dock or something like that. There's something about a boat.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the
Bow Boys.
Sure. That sounds like the Bow Movement Boys.
Yeah, the Bow Boys.
So the, but this game won by Portland. They won 2-1, if I'm not mistaken. And they, two goals from Brian Fernandez.
Tacoma Defiance.
Tacoma Defiance.
I was so close with Doc.
So, two goals from Brian Fernandez, and then a deflection off of Brian Fernandez.
Yeah.
After a free kick from Victor Rodriguez. But this, again, another entertaining game. We're not... especially when, like you said, when it's not an MLS, and even in the smaller stadium, there's a certain feeling like this is exclusive. These are for the real.
Like even the stadium we were in, what's that, about 2,000 people?
At Belson Stadium. Yeah, Belson. In Queens.
And there was something like cool. It's like they're playing a game for us.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember in the two Escobars?
Yeah.
Where they said like all the drug lords would fly the players in and play like in their backyards, their mansions. It's kind of how it felt.
That's right.
I felt like a narcotraficante.
Hey, play for us. Hey, you're not trying hard enough out there.
Hey, NCFC, fly them in. Get Sarakin on the phone.
An entertaining game. And Brian Fernandez. And if you don't know, the U.S. Open Cup does have particular rules that are different in MLS, where you're only allowed a certain number of international players.
Right.
And I forgot the number. It might be like 4 or 5 or something like that. But Brian Fernandez settling in into the U.S. Open Cup.
He's
quite
doing
well.
Quite fine. This is good for Portland. They're in last place of the West. So this is like a good...
That's right. That's because they had a tough... they had all the road games.
Yeah, they've only played 13 games, so they have like two...
They had the one home game against LAFC that they lost at home with that chippy game. But hopefully they can... watching Brian Fernandez game after game, what a pickup for them.
I called him a bruiser, but he's also showing he's got a pretty wide range of skills. He just seems to always be involved.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, like they say, like strikers get paid to score goals. So no matter what's happening, they just want to score a goal. If there's a penalty, they want to be the ones to take it. Like, no, this is my job. I score the goals. That's him to a T. He just wants to score goals. Like, where there's a pass open, he's like, nah, it's cool. Let me try to squeeze it in between. And he does.
Yeah. I mean, look, he left Necaxa in very poor, like, you know, in the worst way, arguing with fans, spitting at a fan.
Spitting at fans is not the fun way to leave.
So after being, like, derided and yelled at by a fan and stuff like that. But the you can sort of say, and there's something about when players go to Portland, you know, especially Argentinian players, when there's already a couple Argentinian guys there, Valeri can just be like, yo, it's real little chill here.
Hey,
you know?
Relax.
You're not going to be spitting at anybody.
Yeah, we don't even spit in general. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's littering out here. We'll
do that. Oh, relax. Hey, weed's legal out here. Chill.
So there's something, I think, when players go to Portland, especially from coming from Liga MX, and there's clearly the pressure, the not to say that there's not pressure in Portland, but there's a certain level of appreciation that I think Timbers fans have for their players.
Especially the Argentinian league.
They seem to fit in quite nicely, and you sort of see that. You can sort of tell, look, I mean, I was actually talking to Will Abels,
yeah,
the comedian, he's a big soccer fan, about Manchester United, and he talks about how much he loves Paul Pogba, and who's probably
supposedly
leaving.
Going to PSG.
Well, he's frustrated that he's leaving because he really has a lot of faith in him, but there's something about Paul Pogba as a player that seems like if I ain't having fun, if when I come to work, if the work environment is not pleasant, yeah, I can't work to my best capability.
He's like, look, I don't even want to dance. And
you
always want to dance.
I always dance. You see me on the internet dancing all the time.
It's what? Literally all I do. Me and my brother, Foco, Foco star, Florentine Pogba. What an odd choice.
I can't believe he has a bobblehead.
If it was Fang, it would make more sense.
Where's the Fang bobblehead? Yeah. Foco, get on that.
You pulled that, I was like, no chance. I thought it was you.
Makes me laugh because I'm looking at it. I'm looking behind. I'm looking at the jersey. I'm just like, why is there a Pogba MLS jersey on this dude?
If it was a Christian Polanco bobblehead, let me say, if it was an Alexis Guerrero's bobblehead, it would make more sense playing soccer than Florentine Pogba.
This is hilarious.
But This Week in MLS, which is This Week in MLS, which the Instagram account, not the old show, put a rumor that Colombian striker Roger Martinez, who plays for Club America, is 24 years old. He wants to switch to MLS, which I think whenever those things happen, it's a sign of two things. One, they're not the main person and they think they can get main person money in MLS as a DP. But also, playing for Club America that's the Real Madrid of Mexico. You know what I mean? Like, all the pressure's on you. Playing in MLS, it's a little less pressure. It's a bit more relaxed. You get to be who you are.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity to play in like a more chill environment and still not like remove the opportunity to play
in Europe or elsewhere.
Or play for your national team. I think that's really all they kind of care about, right? They can make a decent living, and live a comfortable life, and but still have the opportunity. We saw Nicolò Otero. Did he score in Copa America
this weekend? I don't know if he scored.
I think he did score.
He looked good.
He looked great though. That blonde beast out there.
And, you know, he was a player when he went to MLS that might not have gotten chances with the national team. They were saying, like, maybe that's the end of his national team. But now he's in there and he's still looking pretty good.
They looked great. So,
shouts to Uruguay.
Just impressive. So there is, like, there's something about the culture of MLS that I feel is changing a little bit. And
did they? 4-0 against 4-0, Ecuador.
Right. Did they score? Did he score, Nico?
Yeah, he scored the first one. 6 minutes in, baby.
Yeah, man. So shouts to them, man. I mean, that was that's something to be proud of, especially on such a big stage for MLS players to shine like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. So
it also just helps the league sort of develop that thing of like, all right, maybe even if you consider it a league that's lower in standard or maybe still a retirement league, you know, again, Rooney's here, so I get it. But it shows that doesn't necessarily mean there's not skill here.
Correct.
And you can't keep your talent level.
I wanted to mention one thing. Speaking about players living comfortably, Nemanja Nikolic reported that he is leaving. This will be his last season in Chicago.
I got to get one last hug.
We got to get another hug. I don't know if you haven't watched our All-Star Game video in Chicago
from last year. Yeah.
From last year. I mean, Alexis and Nemanja Nikolic, a love affair
that blossomed.
You can't even put it into words.
Yeah,
it was just beautiful.
And, you know, I lost some weight now, so maybe he wouldn't even recognize me, you know?
Okay. Well, he recognizes you.
Yeah. Maybe he wouldn't enjoy a hug as much anymore.
He knows that ass when he sees
it. Oh, I know who that is.
Come on,
sweet Alexis Guerrero. Won't you be my bobblehead?
Anyway, let's wrap up maybe with Copa America, and we have to talk about Colombia. my home country for this summer.
Right.
Colombia against
Parcero since day one. This guy loves Aguadiente.
Parcero since day one, which is June 1st.
Yeah. Day one of the month.
So the Colombia wins 2-0 against Argentina.
With Messi and Aguero.
All the stars were there. But, yo, and again, we're talking about the sort of energy of a team. Yo. Argentina is, they're missing.
Toxic.
Dude, there's something's wrong.
Everybody stop playing for this team. Please. It doesn't make you happy.
It's punishment to be on the Argentinian national team now.
Argentinian national team is like when they come back from the national team, they're like, how was it? They're like, I walked into a cabinet. It was my fault.
Look, I just got to say, the Argentinian women currently have more points in the group stages of a tournament than the Argentinian men's team.
So,
I don't know.
Shouts to Argentina Femenino.
Because they get no funding. Nobody cares about that team.
Nobody. They're out there yelling on their own news. They're trying to get some attention.
Look, there's that balance of what were Argentina bad or were Colombia that good? Colombia, their two goals were stellar.
Also, Colombia came to play. Cuadrado was being wild disrespectful.
Yeah. They definitely
he kneed someone in the face, and then minutes later he completely kicked the feet out from underneath Messi.
Yeah,
and the whole squad came through to represent Messi, which was cool to watch. No swings were taken, so it was cool.
But a great game, man. I was watching this and there's some joy. Obviously for Colombians to beat Argentina with Messi there, huge.
Yeah.
But the energy was just incredible, right? And shout out to Parceros United.
Yeah.
Because they had done a
were they alive, right?
No, they weren't there, but they did like a watch party in a bar or something like that.
Yeah.
in Atlanta. I think of Atlanta, I don't think of just a bunch of Colombians. It looking like Jackson Heights, right?
It basically was. Also, there was Kelly Francis was there. They're bringing in, you're Colombian.
Beautiful.
The FedEx guy is sitting there with the hat on.
Because I'm used to seeing that in Queens and in North Bergen, New Jersey.
North Bergen, New Jersey is like that everywhere you go.
So
it used to be all Cubanos, now it's all Colombianos.
It's beautiful to see, and seeing that out in Atlanta, just dope. And I'm glad Atlanta United fans are seeing the kind of energy that Colombians bring to the game. Because it's every country has their own Argentinians have this bitterness with it because they expect more and they've won a World Cup and all this other stuff.
They view themselves as a European team.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a different energy.
Yeah. Because, Brazilians have a clear history of winning.
Yeah.
There's the standard is incredibly high.
They're like, we don't care if we win. We want to win beautifully.
Yeah. But they want style.
They got to have flair.
Yeah.
It's defensively, they're like, give the trophy back.
We don't deserve it.
Oh, it's disgusting. There's mud on it.
But Colombians have they watch games with as much heart as the players play them.
It's also like a joie de vivre, you know what I mean? Like they live there.
You're going to have, all right, I didn't know that Alexis was this culture, so you're going to have to explain yourself.
You should have seen Christian's eyes when I said it.
I'm like, whoa.
Pupils were dilating. Joie de vivre, the joy of life. You know, they play with such a, there's a little less pressure on them. So when they win, it's even more exciting, you know?
I like that when they win, it's great. And when they lose,
as long as they score, it's a good time.
It's heartbreaking. Even at the World Cup we saw, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But it's I still love you for representing la selección like that, right? And that's amazing to see.
Yeah,
so, but the game was incredible.
Also the jerseys. I mean, God, Colombia just can't miss. Everything they put out is fire.
Yeah, they do well. They do well. So the but Copa America did start. Watch those games. It's on ESPN Plus.
Copa America and Gold Cup going on at the same time. I mean, this is just.
Yeah.
Well, I think you put it up on Twitter. How much soccer are you going to watch today? A lot.
Yeah. I find myself certain days, especially when the first day of the Gold Cup and Copa America, I'm just like, my TV has not had soccer on it.
Yeah. It's a constant stream of soccer.
Yeah, so this is this,
which is what we've always wanted.
So make sure you watch those games. They have been incredible. So, anything else to add, Alexis?
No, I want to get this cricket out of here, or at least get away from the cricket. It's driving me nuts.
There is a cricket here, and again, just a reminder. Thanks again for NYC Footy sponsoring the show. Go to nycfooty.com if you are in the New York area and want to play in a dope rec league. They have games pretty much every day of the week in different parts of the city. Do that. And they also have an outing, a getaway that I did want to mention called in the Catskills.
Yeah, that's right.
They do NYC Footy in the Catskills, and you can play on grass in a full field, and it's like an outing. Like all the players go out.
There's cooking, there's hanging out, there's sleeping,
hiking
over.
There's a bunch of other stuff to do. So if you're interested in something like that, go to nycfooty.com and look at the Catskills outing. It's super, super fun. So they do.
Yeah. And you get, again, if you want to sign up for a team, you get a discount for using Cooligans.
That's right. If you use the promo code Cooligans, $20 off a free agent and $200 off an entire team.
A whole team, which is pretty cool. And again, it's a fun league. It's a cool community to be a part of. Also, shouts to all the Gully Squad members. We got some stuff that's going to be coming out on there soon.
Yep.
So, if you want to find a way to support the show, the best way to do it is to join Gully Squad. Go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad or go to soccercooligans.com, click on Join Gully Squad, little form for you to fill out. Every penny means the world to us.
Exactly.
So thanks so much.
And specifically to these Gully Squad members, there's a lot of fun things coming up real soon. We have some very, very big announcements of some fun things that we have planned. And we will, a lot of times we have guests and we take questions, and those usually come from our Gully Squad members. So make sure that you join to have that kind of access and privilege. You know, it's not just male privilege or female privilege. It's Gully Squad privilege.
Oh, there's Gully privilege. earned it.
So thank you again for listening to the show. We appreciate it very, very
much. It's the best. I mean, the fact that you guys are, and also,
I think you're saying the show's the best.
Oh no, we are. And that's why I'm glad you're listening to it, because why wouldn't you listen to the best? But also, you guys tweeting at us, letting us know something we said was funny or a major day, or you had to pull over on your car, someone had to get out of their car because they were laughing too hard. Some guy was mowing the lawn while he was listening to us, and he said he had to stop because it was dangerous. Please relax.
Yes, careful.
Yeah. That stuff means the absolute world. Does.
We have to put it under under every podcast. We have to put listen responsibly.
Yeah. 1-800 Gully Listener. So you could call if there's a problem.
I mean, we might need to a Gully Recovery Helpline.
The Gully Halfway Home. You know.
So thank you again for listening. We appreciate it. It means the world. Keep watching soccer. Keep watching all these games. It's going
to
be.
Oh, and shout to Leslie Gideon came out to my show at Union Hall.
Then
hung out with me and came to my next show.
Oh, that's so cool.
Came to my next show at Dangerfield.
Leslie, speaking of Leslie, she has a new podcast called Sideline Tackle.
That's right.
Which is, it's a podcast on about the history of soccer.
She'll pick a moment in history in soccer and explore it a little more.
Yeah, I listened to the first episode. It's really, really good. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah, okay. She's the best. Shouts to Leslie. That was so cool of her.
All right. So
none of her friends wanted to go to the show. She came out on her own. And I was like, yo, Leslie, come to the next one.
Leslie, we're your friends. You don't need them.
You don't need them anymore. You got these two Gully dudes.
All right. Okay, so thanks again for that. Thank you for listening. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yes, my name is Alexis Guerreros. And for the cricket.
And for the cricket. Together, what are we?
The Cooligans!